Long-distance passenger train service returns to western New England today, and celebrations are planned to greet the first Amtrak Vermonter train since March 2020. The Vermonter runs daily between St. Albans, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. There were special events scheduled at all the stations where the train stops in Vermont. In Massachusetts, the rail advocacy group Trains in the Valley has organized a welcome back event at the Northampton station platform. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Trains in the Valley co-founder Zane Lumelski.
It's a very important train for people in this area. We have had the Valley Flyer, but that doesn't go, that goes to Springfield and connects to Hartford Line trains as far as New Haven. But the Vermonter goes all the way up to the just near Burlington to St. Albans in that direction, and it goes all the way to Washington, D.C. in the other direction. So it's a very important train. It supplements the Valley Flyer. If people are traveling within the Valley Flyer train going south is at a good time. I think it's 8 in the morning. But the return train is too late. It comes into Northampton, I think, at 10 o'clock at night. So you can do the Valley Flyer down and the Vermonter back if you're just commuting to Springfield.
The Vermonter is a long-distance train. Do many people ride it for long-distance travel from the Valley down to New York and Philadelphia and eventually Washington?
Yes. It's frequently sold out, especially when it's before and after vacation times for the colleges. You know, there'll be 100 people lined up at the platform in Northampton. Northampton, by the way, is the busiest platform.
So tell us about this event today to welcome back the Vermonter.
The train is scheduled to arrive. This is a southbound train. There's two trains a day, one south, one north, at 2:01. So we're saying the event starts at 1:30. We're going to have the Expandable Brass Band is playing music, very festive music as a part of this celebration. There might be a few comments by elected officials, but nothing formal. The restaurant that's adjacent, that's in the historic Union Station, will be open starting at 11:30. So if people want to come and have lunch before or after, I think some people, myself included, will be hanging around until the northbound train comes up at about 4 o'clock.
I read that they're also planning to do some celebrations, some gatherings up in Vermont to mark the return of the trains at the stops that it makes there.
Yes, Vermont is going full out. There's going to be a ceremony at every single station that it stops in Vermont, plus which there's a special fare within Vermont of $1 each way, and we think that it's going to be the train's going to be full. I mean, people are going to get on and off. Like, for example, they could get on at St. Albans and get off at Brattleboro, and then take the train. Well, they wouldn't necessarily take the train back. They're also offering buses to bring people back if the schedule doesn't accommodate that, but.
Are you expecting a big turnout to welcome the Vermonter in Northampton today?
Yes. There's an Eventbrite, and people are signing up, and I know hundreds of people already. And people value it. You know, it's an important alternative. You know, transportation has to be flexible, and you can't be stuck with one type of transportation. Automobiles are very adaptable for many people because you set your own schedule. But if you're driving on 91, you cannot work. If you're on the train, you can relax. You can take your work with you. It's a completely different experience. And so people value that. And we've seen nothing but increased ridership over the years.